Friends, Jesus the Messiah exposed the arrogance and self-seeking of the scribes and Pharisees. They reflect their own corrupt spirituality. Their claims of piety and commitment to God's laws were phony. Jesus pointed out to them the destructive nature of their conduct. We read in the 23rd chapter of Matthew's Gospel what Jesus said to them in the presence of the crowds. "But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces, for you neither enter yourselves nor allow those who would enter to go in." Friends, the divine Messiah, Jesus, speaks here not merely as a teacher, he speaks as the divine judge. He announces and passes judgment on the scribes and Pharisees. He gives reason to his judgment. They shut the kingdom of heaven in people's faces. The kingdom of heaven is, of course, his kingdom as the heavenly Messiah. As teachers of God's word, they knew and were forced to publicly admit that he is the Son of David. He had confronted them by the fact that in scriptures, King David had spoken of him not only as his son, but also as his Lord. Friends, the scribes and Pharisees knew that the scriptures spoke of the coming Messiah through Abraham's physical line. He was to be the offspring of King David. As such, he was entitled to the throne of the promised forever kingdom made to the offspring of King David, that is the Messiah. Yet the scribes and the Pharisees acted hypocritically. Instead of affirming this and teaching and guiding the people to follow and trust Jesus, they opposed him and attempted to persuade the people to distrust him and keep away from him. In this way, they misguided them and deprived them from the privilege of entering King Jesus's kingdom. The scribes and Pharisees caused even worse damage. They were leading people astray. Jesus confronted them, saying, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel across sea and land to make a single proselyte. And when he becomes a proselyte, you make him twice as much a child of hell as yourselves." Friends, what Jesus is asserting here is that those religious leaders and others like them, even in our days, they do their best to win more converts. Their converts are more confused and more fanatical. They follow them away from the heavenly kingdom of the true Messiah King to join their own hellish plight. The greatest of all prophets, John the Baptizer, came to prepare the way for Jesus. He publicly identified him to the crowds as the promised Messiah. He even encouraged his own disciples to follow him. He finally pointed everyone to him as the heavenly Messiah Redeemer. We read in the first chapter of John's Gospel, "The next day, he," that is John the Baptizer, "saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God.'" Hallelujah.